We got a hand sanitizer because I saw Tom was up here. I don't want to
just run down to us what it means to lose a guy like Brandon Spikes.
It's something that we've dealt with before in the past. So it's not something that you want to deal with, but we've been able to. Move past the guys that have been injured and, guys that come in and step in that role. They've been done a great job for us, and we've been able to win football games, and that's what it's all about, is winning at the end of the day. So, unfortunately, you have guys that go on IR. It happens to every single team, and, we've dealt with it throughout the year. This is the playoffs now. We're going to deal with it now. It's just part of the game. So, other guys that are in the roles, they got to step up, and then guys that, like myself, I got to step up. Me and Chandler got to step up. We got to make more plays and, just put some of that weight on our backs. We can do that.
What do you lose?
Well, you lose a guy that has some intensity and, he comes in situation, he's going to be out there. He's going to play hard. But again, the way that this league works, you just have to deal with those losses. And that's, I think that for us to have the injuries and the things that we've had this year and still have success, and it speaks volumes of the coaches and, what they do to prepare everyone every week and, breaking down people's individual roles and what they're expected to do, that goes a long way. So whatever your role is, you go out there and you perform, you do it to the best of your abilities, and, that's how you win football games.
What have you learned about Andrew Luck in your film study and his abilities and the things that he brings?
Yeah, no, I think Luck this year, I think he's playing with more confidence. Obviously, last year, being his first year and getting into the situations and things that he can kind of control better this year as having that experience and, just being more confident. Again, that goes a long way as a quarterback once you've seen everything, been in certain situations. And, obviously they've given him a little bit more control with the things that he does on the line of scrimmage as far as checking things versus what he sees. So, as a defensive lineman, linebacker, you have to obviously be aware of the things that he's trying to check to if he sees a certain thing. And as a defensive end, you have to be aware of his ability to, when something breaks down, pull the ball down and try and run for a first down. But, I wouldn't say that he's a guy that is looking to run. First and foremost, he wants to throw the ball down the field and make plays with his arm. And when there's a breakdown where the D-line lets him see a 15-yard opening, he's going to step up and he's going to pull it down and run for the first down. So as a D-line, you have to be smart with your pass rush lanes, still get pressure on him and affect him in the pocket, but not give him those scramble ability lanes just to get a first down.
Is he more confident than he did a year ago? When he came in here a year ago, he looked, even during that game, like deer in the headlights. He threw 3 or 4 picks.
Well, I think, as a quarterback, you gain more confidence the more times you're on the field, the more game-winning drives you have, the more you do things that show you that you can do it. So obviously, with him being out there doing those things that are winning them football games, that he's going to have more confidence in himself and his players, and, it works together.
Hey, Rob, along that line, I heard it said by some of the NFL pundit quarterbacks that the thing about Andrew Luck is he doesn't make the same mistake twice. Chuck Pagano said earlier that he's got incredible recall. In that respect, from what you see in his growth, is it hard to fool him, and do you have to really disguise to try to get the advantage for him?
Well, when you're playing a smart quarterback, you play against every single day around the field or against a very smart quarterback. So you have to have the understanding that if you do so show something early, that they're going to try and check to the best possible play. So then when that happens, then you have to react and try and defend that in the best possible way. So not showing what your coverages are, that's huge. Being smart with rotation, that's huge too, especially when you're playing a guy that can see if it's single high or split safety. You just have to be smart and with what you're doing on defense and, hold everything to the last second there, not fall for any hard counts to where guys are going to jump and move and show them which way we're moving. Just be smart. That's the fundamentals of football there. When you're playing great quarterbacks, they understand, what you're trying to do to them if you show them what you're doing early. So they're always checking. They're always trying to get the best play against your defense. That's what a good offensive team does, is they get the best play worked up against what the defense is showing.
How's his heart count?
What's that?
How's his heart count?
it's very hard. So he's good at, you know, he's good at using the hard count and having guys jump off sides. But, you know, hopefully here at home, you know, the fans will be loud and, you know, he won't be able to use that as much. He'll have to use some more of the tapping and stuff like that to the center.
Given the fact that both teams have had these huge comeback victories all year, do you see a lot of similarities between these two teams?
Well, anytime you have a close game or a comeback game, you know, it shows you you're a mentally tough team and you handle adversity well. So I think that, you know, Indianapolis has been in some tough games. They've won close games. They've come back in games. So that just shows you that they're a mentally tough team and they play all four quarters. They never give up on each other. And, you know, that's the one factor in football here is if you play four quarters, you never know what's going to happen. And we've all seen that, you know, when we played the Broncos. So,
Rob, I think you have quite a few guys. It's their first playoff game. And if someone was going to come to you and ask for advice, what would you impart to them?
I'd just say at the end of the game, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you got no regrets, then you've done everything you can to give your best performance for your team. So, you know, you just leave it all out on the field. And whatever the outcome is, if you play as hard as you possibly can, then that's it. You know, you got to go out there. You got to just empty the tanks. That's what I like to say. By the end of it, my tank's empty.
With that said, Rob, how important is, you kind of touched upon it a little bit, not only being smart, but the discipline part that goes with it, especially on defense. You could see this past weekend, one or two plays where you just make a wrong move and go in.
Yeah. Well, you got to, doing your job, you know, that's number one. You know, if your job is to set the edge and not let the ball get outside, that's what your job is. You don't let the ball get outside. You bring it back to all your teammates. So when you start to get greedy and try and make a play on the inside when you got everyone else in there waiting for the ball to cut back, then that's on you and you got to do your job. So, you know, it comes down to just basic fundamentals. There's always, you know, 3 to 5 plays in a game that are going to go either way. So you either make them and you win or they go the other way and you lose. So you have to do your best to make those plays. And, you know, that's how you win these close games. It just comes down to a few plays here or there.
Do you see any difference in his approach this week?
No, I think, you know, Tom's business as usual. He's an intense guy. You know, I think he's just trying to relay that to everyone else. It's just, you know, you do your work now. You put in the time now. You study the tape and you practice hard now to where when the game comes, you know, you've already done it 3 times in the week. So you go out there and you just play and have fun and, you know, that's what football's all about, flying around and playing with your teammates.
Are you at all surprised that Bill moved practice indoors? Tom said he was.
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, we always have those curveballs around here. We got to get used to them.
Is that also maybe part of just keeping guys are trying to get their rest at this time of year, obviously, and that's at a premium. Is that maybe just part of it?
Well, yeah. I mean, also, you know, when it's the conditions at the frozen field and 40-mile-an-hour wind, it's hard to, you know, throw a route to somebody that, you know, on Saturday, I think the forecast isn't going to be what it was today, so it should be a little bit different. But, you know, I think it's really the field is what causes some of those issues because when it rains like it did yesterday and turns to 5 degrees in 2 hours and it freezes everything.
Any other questions for Rob? Okay, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.